You're listening to Leading and Learning. This is the place where we talk about practical leadership, theology, fitness, how to create winning habits, and so much more. My name's David Spell, and I'm a retired police officer, a pastor, a New Testament scholar, and a leadership coach. My goal on Leading and Learning is to help you live your best life. Thanks so much for joining us today. Welcome back to Leading and Learning. This is episode number 440, Pray Without Ceasing, Part 2. So last week we started this episode on exploring what Paul might be talking about in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, where he says, pray without ceasing. We also looked at the verse in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, where it said that we should always pray. Jesus encouraged us always to pray and not give up. So how do we do this? How do we develop this lifestyle of prayer? We looked at some different things last week on how to do that. I want to read a couple of quotes that I read last week because I think they're worth highlighting again. This is from Jerome Daly. He says, over the years of my journey in God, I have come to experience prayer less as an activity and more as a way of being, specifically a way of being in step with God's presence and activity in my world. Prayer begins with paying attention to God and often flows naturally into conversation with God about what we see and care about. But its real power shows up as we come into alignment so that we see and care about what is what God sees and cares about. Very powerful. And then Jonathan Edwards, the Puritan pastor, said, the true spirit of prayer is no other than God's own spirit dwelling in the hearts of the saints. As this spirit comes from God, so doth it naturally tend to God in holy breathings and pantings. It naturally leads to God to converse with Him by prayer. So last week we looked at a few things. I encourage you to go back and listen to that episode. Today we're going to talk specifically about what it means to pray in the Spirit. To pray in the Spirit. This is controversial because we're talking about the gift of tongues. If that's not your particular tradition, Christian denomination or tradition, bear with me. We're going to look at some scripture that I think will be helpful. But if we're told to pray without ceasing, there has to be a way that we can do this. I don't think Paul's just exaggerating. I think there is a way that we can learn to pray continually, to pray without ceasing, to always pray and not give up. And I think that is found in the ability to pray in the Spirit, as Paul says, the ability to pray in another language. Well, I didn't mean to leave us there on such a teaser, but I do hope you'll stick around. I just wanted to let you know this episode of Leading and Learning is brought to you by my book, Reflections. Excuse me, that was last week. Today, it's brought to you by Peter and Paul in Acts. The Acts of the Apostles is the most exciting book in the New Testament. It is just an amazing study, really the story of the first 30 years of the church. Luke wrote the Gospel of Luke, and then also wrote Acts of the Apostles. And as with Jesus, we saw essentially his 33 years of life. In Acts, we see the first 30 or so years of the church. Very powerful book, very exciting, very fast-paced. Even some of the things that we're talking about today with prayer, we see so often in the Acts of the Apostles. Prayer is one of the things that's highlighted. The power and gifts of the Holy Spirit are highlighted. Really an exciting book. And so my book, Peter and Paul in Acts, examines the apostolic ministries of these two most eminent apostles from the first century. So by all means, check it out. It's a great book to have on your bookshelf. It's a great handbook to have when you read the Acts of the Apostles. Okay, so we're back. We're talking about praying in the Spirit. Let me give just a couple of verses to set some context. This is from 1 Corinthians 14. And honestly, when you read 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, you see Paul talking to the Christians in Corinth, telling them, giving them some guidance on bringing, I hate to say their zeal under control, but maybe the way they used the spiritual gifts in their church services. In fact, Paul even says in chapter 14, he's comparing prophecy and tongues. He says that, I wish, this is 1 Corinthians 14, 5, I wish you could all speak in tongues, but even more, I wish you could all prophesy. And then later on in that same chapter, verses 14 and 15, he's talking about, he says, if I pray in tongues, my spirit is praying, but I don't understand what I'm saying. What then shall I do? I'll pray in the spirit, and I will also pray in words I understand. I will sing in the spirit, and also sing in words I understand. So for Paul, he understood that this gift of tongues was the ability to pray, to communicate directly with God. And what better way to pray without ceasing than to be able to pray in the Spirit? And I get it, the gift of tongues is controversial in many circles. I actually think that is probably an asterisk or an exclamation point on how important it is, because the enemy has used this particular gift to be incredibly divisive within the church. I think that just really tells us how important it should be. This ability to pray in the Spirit, to be able to pray directly, Spirit to Spirit, to commune with God. And Paul says that's not all he does. Of course, he prays in the natural as well. But there is something powerful about praying in the Spirit. And again, we're not going to solve the controversy in just a short podcast, but this is something that I would encourage you. If this is something you've never even thought about, I would say search the Scriptures, read the New Testament with an open mind, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you, and there's plenty of great material out there by men and women who are Spirit-filled and who operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Of course, there's plenty of others who will discount it and say it's not for today, but you've really, really got to twist some Scripture to say that the book of Acts, the things that happened then, aren't for today. Okay, so we just talked about from 1 Corinthians 14. Paul says, I'll pray with my mind, I'll pray with my spirit, I'll sing with my mind, I'll sing with my spirit. In Ephesians 6:18, Paul has been describing the armor of God. And listen, if you've been a Christian for any length of time, you've probably even prayed through this passage of Scripture. The breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit. And we usually stop there, but there's another weapon that Paul includes in this list. He says, pray in the Spirit at all times on every occasion. Stay alert, be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan, that the good news is for the Jews and Gentiles alike. Pray in the Spirit at all times. This is another one of our spiritual weapons, is being able to pray in the Spirit at all times. Now, I've heard some Christians say, well, you can pray in the Spirit, but that doesn't necessarily mean tongues. There's some truth in that. I'm not discounting it. But when you read what Paul has to say in his different letters, for him, praying in the Spirit is being equated with praying in tongues. Does he mean it all the time? I don't know. We can't know what he's thinking, but that's what he says in Corinthians. So here in just another one of Paul's letters, He says, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing, Paul tells us. And here he says, pray in the Spirit at all times. Listen, this is a weapon of our warfare. Being able to pray in the Spirit, communicate directly with God, Spirit to Spirit. I travel, I do a lot of missionary work in different parts of the world, and especially in parts of the world where there's some pretty intense spiritual warfare. I just got back from a three-week trip in India, dealing with even demons manifesting in church services and people who are possessed by evil spirits. You know, I don't see that everywhere I go, but I definitely see it in India. It's a pretty regular thing. But the reason I'm bringing that up is this ability to pray in the Spirit, especially when we're battling who knows what in the heavenly realms, having the ability to pray in the Spirit is an incredible spiritual gift. It's an incredible tool, and it's a very powerful weapon to use when we're battling in whatever situation we might find ourselves. A couple more. Hang with me. Romans 8. Paul says this. This is verse 26. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. Is this talking about praying in tongues? I think that's part of what Paul's talking about here. I think it actually even goes deeper than that. But the point here is the Holy Spirit is praying through us. And with the ability, and remember, we're talking about praying without ceasing. That's this what this particular series is about, is being able to pray without ceasing. How do we do that? How do we create a lifestyle of prayer? Praying in tongues is not the only way, but I believe for Spirit-filled Christians, for Christians who really want to experience everything God has for them, absolutely. I think this is something that really praying in the Spirit is a very powerful thing. Praying in that language that the Holy Spirit gives us when we get filled with the Holy Spirit is a very powerful weapon. And again, it's the Holy Spirit praying through us. How great is that? And then one last passage. This is not Paul. This is that little bitty book right before Revelation, the book of Jude. Listen to what Jude says. He says, let's see, we're looking at verses 20 and 21. He says, but you, dear friends, build each other up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Holy Spirit. How do we pray in the Holy Spirit? That's what we're just talking about. We're praying in the Spirit. We're letting the Spirit pray through us. And when we do that, we build ourselves up. I love that. Build yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Listen, we should all want to develop a lifestyle of prayer where we don't just pray in the mornings, have a little prayer time then, and we don't just pray over our meals, but we want to cultivate this lifestyle of communion with the Holy Spirit throughout our day. Sure, we're busy. Sure, we have to work. Sure, we have other things going on. But there are times throughout the day when we can cultivate those moments with God. And I think praying in the Holy Spirit is one of the most powerful ways that we can do that. So again, if this is new to you, don't take my word for it. Get into the Bible. Read the Bible. See what the Bible says about praying in the Holy Spirit. I think you'll be amazed, especially if you go in with an open mind, asking God, asking the Holy Spirit to teach you what the truth is. Like I say, there's some great resources out there. I've even highlighted from time to time on this podcast. So by all means, let's pray in the Holy Spirit. I think it will transform your life, It's definitely going to transform your prayer life, but it's also going to take you into a deeper sense of knowing and connection with the Holy Spirit. Well, I'm going to stop there. I'd love to hear your questions or thoughts or comments. You know, again, this is one of those topics that's easier left untalked about, but that's really not who I am. I like talking about the controversial stuff, especially if it's something that has helped me. And honestly, you know, I like what Paul says. He says, you know, I thank God that I pray in tongues more than any of you. And I wouldn't go that far, but it is a very, very important part of my prayer life, my Christian life. And each of these scriptures that I've shared with you have become very alive to me. So go to davidspell.com, leave a question or comment in the comment section for today's post. While you're there, make sure you sign up to get my free newsletter so that you can hear about my wife and my own missionary activities in different parts of the world, some of the things we're involved with. We'd love to have you on our team as well. Well, friends, thanks for being with me, and we will see you next week on Leading and Learning.